Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly, Daytime After Dark. It's Friday the 13th. Oh, my gosh, it's the 13th. Wow. Okay, please don't let anything bad happen to me on Friday the 13th. Okay, this morning, yeah, we usually don't have a show in the morning, but today we have special guest Marcus Samuel, who plays Felix, the wonderful, lovely, compassionate, you know, any girl would want to be his best friend. He is like the most supportive best friend on screen to Sabrina, Carly, all of the girls. You know, I'm loving his new thing with Lucas. You know, I wasn't a big Brad fan, but I love him and Lucas. So let's bring on Marcus Anthony. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Good. I'm in love with your character. I love Felix. I love him. I mean, he can never do anything wrong in my book.
he's a pretty loyal guy, isn't he?
Yeah, and the scene you had the other day, well, I guess for you it was probably 2 weeks ago, whenever you taped it, but when you helped Sabrina through the baby thing, and, you know, you gave her the thing to first she can listen to her baby's heart. That, oh my God, I was crying for 15 minutes. That was, like, so incredible for Felix to do. Everyone was crying. It was one of those amazing scenes I will never forget.
Yeah, they definitely wrote a very touching scene. Ron did a wonderful job putting together that scene. He's created quite a family with Sabrina and Felix, and I'm really glad to be able to act out his words that he's written.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I love it that Felix is just not Sabrina's, you know, best friend. You know, I'm a big Carly fan too, and I love whenever Felix and Carly get any time together, and I loved it when you were telling him about Lucas, and you're like, if you told me you had a gay brother a year ago, you know, you cracked me up. I'm like, okay, Felix, you know, he was in Seattle, you were here. What did you want Carly to do? But yeah, I'm in love with the Felix and Lucas couple. I love it. And I want Brad to stay away because you guys are so cute on screen. You know, how is that going? I mean,
well,
I love it.
It's definitely, they've written a really cool, like several great scenes and stuff. So it's kind of having some people root for Brad and Lucas. Some people root for Brad and Felix. Some people root for Felix and Lucas. So I think that they're doing a really great job kind of keeping people on their feet. None of us know which way it's going to go. We have a lot of fun playing the part. You know, and Perry Shen, who plays Brad, and Ryan Carnes, who plays Lucas, they're both really talented and skilled actors. And I, for me, it's a lot of fun to be able to go in and work with them. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun working on the show.
No, I mean, I think Felix is such an important character of the whole cast, and you know, you have him in scene with almost everyone. I mean, not everyone. I mean, I still would like you in a scene with Sunny Mo. That would be hilarious. I think that would be hilarious. And you know, just overall, you know, you were in a scene with Julian, and you know, it was cracking me up until the moment Lucas got shot. Like, this is not good. Lucas is going to get sawed, and it's not going to be good. But I just say you have done such a good job, and people are in love with you.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's really a privilege to be a part of the show. I mean, it's been on for so long, and there are a lot of great actors that have come off of it. And just the skill level of my fellow castmates, you know, it makes it really a privilege and a lot of fun to be able to go to work and say, wow, I get to learn something new, I get to say some really great stuff, and I get to be around a bunch of people I like to work with. You know, I feel very, very lucky to be able to do that. And yeah, I mean, they've been really great about putting me in lots of scenes with a lot of the other actors, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that, and I hope it continues. It's just been really nice.
Well, I will say both years at the New Sid Ball with all you guys, all I'm going to say is that was hot. That was hot with all you guys. And, you know, every woman in America probably had to take a Coachella because of all you guys. But I love it. I mean, I love it when the Lucid Ball comes around. And I think you did such a good job both years. But I loved how you stepped up this year and was kind of the MC after, like, Lucy lost it with Kevin. And, you know, I love your singing voice. I mean, is that you really, is that you singing voice, or are you dubbing it? Oh, because if it is your singing voice, you are really good.
It's my voice. Yeah, I mean, they kind of have us record separately, and then we kind of lip sync with ourselves. But those are all, for the most part, those are our voices. They also have some studio singers to do the kind of, to fill out the sound of it so it sounds much bigger. But yeah, they have us record our solo parts, and we go in and perform them. So what you're hearing is what we sound like. As far as the dancing goes, yeah, that was a lot of fun, too. And a couple new people that weren't there at the last Nurses Ball joined us. So that was a lot of fun. And just the rehearsals were fun. We had a good time, great choreography. Because none of us are just natural dancers. We follow directions and stuff, you know. But it's a lot of fun to get out there and do something different that you don't see us do on the show.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's just so nice to, you know, have that because, you know, most soaps don't have, like, all the guys together, and, you know, I also liked all the women together singing. I mean, this year was good because you needed something for the men and women, both. I mean, you cannot leave the men out. You cannot leave the women out, but I want to know how
everybody
it is.
Everybody needs to be included.
Yeah, I want to know how it is working with my favorite girl ever, Lola White. I love her. You know, she's been on the show, and I just love her.
Oh, wonderful. She's wonderful. She's such a good actor, and she has so much experience that she brings to the table. And whenever I'm in scenes with her, I really want to step up my game and do my very best because I appreciate, you know, what she brings, and I know that if we both are doing our part, it's going to make a nice scene. Plus, the fact that we have Ron writing really great stuff for us, so it's really a lot of fun. She's wonderful. She's a good lady.
Yeah, I want to see
she's
more.
Been on the show.
Yeah, she's been on the show. I met her at the Fan Club weekend last year. I was trying to meet you, but I don't think you were there or whatever. So
yeah,
I didn't.
I wasn't. I was there on the meet and greet night, the very first night, but then I had to leave town. But this year I'll be there. Are you coming this year?
No, I'm going to try and save up for next year because it's really expensive to try and go every year, you know. I mean, I would love to go every year, but it's, I mean, so for the Fan Club weekend, so what are you doing? Because I hear, are you having your own Fan Club thing this year, or what are you doing
for
it?
Well, this year it's going to be, let's see, a couple of us are going to be hosting a karaoke night. Sean Blakemore, Ryan Karn, Perry Shen, me, we're all going to be hosting a karaoke night. So that'll be our event that we're going to be doing.
That sounds so much fun. Oh, now I really want to go. No, because Sean Blakemore has been on the show, too, and I love him, and he's great. And I'm trying to get Ryan, you know, Lucas on here because, you know, since I'm sipping, you know, Lucas and Felix, I have to have him. Yes, I will have Brad, too, but, you know, after Brad lied to both of you guys,
You got to have all of them. They're all great guys. We're actors. We're not our characters. We're just actors, so we're good.
Well,
good
no,
folks
I mean, I, I love the Brad and Britt scene, and I got to hand it to you. For Felix, you were really good with, you know, a couple of weeks ago when you thanked her for Patrick, helping Patrick and Sabrina. I was very proud of Felix. Like, that was very nice of you. You know, because,
See, Britt, played by Kelly Tebow, also a great actress, you know, Britt was basically doing her job and doing something beyond herself and not being who she's been in the past on the show. That was a nice scene, a very touching scene.
And I mean, there's been so many responses. I mean, you can tell one in everything with, you know, Patrick and Sabrina losing that baby. A lot of people were against it, but it was moving. The acting was incredible. So, you know, I mean, it brought out so many good acting, but it was so hard to watch for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely, whenever you lose a character, or especially a child or a baby on the show, it can be really a heartbreak. And, you know, sometimes we forget this is a drama, and sometimes there's going to be funny moments, sometimes there's going to be tragic moments, just like life is, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And,
I was crying. I'm like, I'm not going to cry. But then I started crying. But a lot of people love, also, before I bring on other people, a lot of people love Liz and Felix, too. I just wanted to know, you know, you guys' friendship, everyone loves, too. And, you know, Liz might need you, too, in about, a day or two. So, yeah, I mean, I love you and Liz, too. So, you know, it's like Felix needs to go find Liz and have a little talk with her, too. But just for everyone to know really quick, how did you get on General Hospital? How did you find out you got casted?
Well, as an actor, we usually have representation, and it was my manager that connected me with the audition opportunity for the show. And I went in, got called back to the producers, and then again, I waited a couple of days and heard that they wanted to screen test me, and went in and read with Teresa Castillo, and that's when I first met her, and we immediately clicked, and I think it really came through in the audition. And before I knew it, I was the newest cast member. You know, that was a really wonderful time. And it's just most actors, we all audition it. Either we're auditioning or we're creating projects. And in this case, I had to audition, and it was really a pleasure to be able to audition and a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, it was the very first place when I first moved to L.A., it was the very first audition that I had. And then many years passed, and then I got called back by Mark Teschner, the casting director for the show, and got it. So it's nice to know that, you know, you get another chance to pop in and read for things sometimes.
Oh, that's really cool. And just so the audience knows, so where did you grow up? And, you know, because the audience wants to know that. And did you always want to be an actor?
Let's see. So where did I grow up? I grew up in two places. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. That's where I was born. And moved to outside of Portland, Oregon when I was younger. And so when I was a little boy. And I'm constantly going back and forth when I visit family. People ask where it's home, and I say home is Chicago, and it's Portland, Oregon, because I'm always going back and forth between the two. Holidays can kind of be rough because I have to pick one or the other, you know, and alternate. But, my family is in both places, amongst other places, but the main nuclear family is there.
Wow, that's cool because, I grew up in Oregon. I'm now in Seattle, but I grew up in Aloha, Hillsboro, Beaverton, that area. So when you think about being in Portland, I'm like, I knew I loved the sky more. So, I mean, I think it would be hard to pick of you, Chicago or, you know, Poland. I mean, you know, that's...
Well, you know, different times of year is better. For example, winter can be really rough in Chicago. And winter can be really rainy in Oregon. So you just have to kind of pick and choose your battles.
Exactly. Okay, well, I better bring on callers before I get hit.
Okay.
347, my favorite guy, you are on there.
Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
What's happening?
Well, I have a couple of things, if you don't mind. The first not being directly about you, but I think a lot of people are curious, and there's been a lot of buzz about the scenes around Sabrina and the baby, and you and Sabrina, you and Epiphany and Sabrina. How supportive did you need to be off camera that she was pregnant filming those scenes is what everyone's, like, wondering.
Oh, when it comes to support, I mean, even with or without the pregnancy, we on the show and in general, you know, most actors are very supportive of the other actor with whom they're going to be doing a scene. Given the fact that Sabrina was pregnant, we knew that she needed to, like, be in a headspace that was, you know, really balanced and for her to be able to put, you know, do some of these performances, you know. And we also had to be patient with the fact that she needed to kind of, like, rest, stay off her feet, you know, kind of just be ready to go. But Teresa is amazing. So Teresa has such good game as far as, like, her training and her ability that she was there. She was present and ready to go right when it was time to do her thing, and it made it all so easy for us. And because she's my friend and because we all care about each other a lot on the show, you know, when you have a written situation that's so devastating, the emotions that we have are real, even though the situation is not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when action hits and you see your friend, you know, feeling horrible or in the middle of something hard, it's easy to access those places in yourself to respond truthfully.
Is it the type of situation, like, you know, cut, wrap, that you're throwing your arms around her and you know,
wait, could you say that again?
Feeling it, you know, or is it easy to turn it off once you hear cut?
Oh, yeah. Well, some actors have a longer process of turning it off. Sometimes you have to kind of maintain in a space because you're going to go up and shoot again. But every good actor should have an out strategy, by which I mean a way to kind of shut it off. Some people tell a joke. Some people yell. Some people jump up and down and clap. Whatever it does, it changes what your body's doing. Because your brain doesn't know whether situations are real or not real, so you have to kind of switch it up. You know what I mean? And the healthier mind can get out quickly. I can't even speak right now. Quickly. You know what I'm about to say?
Carly, you don't mind if I go for one more, right?
Go for it.
I happen to be a gay man. And when your character came on, it was beyond refreshing when you look at shows like Modern Family and so on, where it's very character-driven and not really character. And
right.
I'm just wondering, when you first got those scripts and when you look at certain scenes where the gay is focused, are you conscious of what it's doing for those of us out there? I mean, there's a storyline on Days of Our Lives. I don't know if you're a fan of other shows, but that was done really, really beautifully. Is that something that plays into your method when you first look at scripts like that?
Whenever I look at a script and it's focusing on the GLBT community, or if it's focused on the black community or any minority community, I'm extra sensitive to it because end of the day, point blank, at the very base, we're all human beings that need shelter, that need love, that need to feel like they're a part of something, that need to be able to reach goals. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing, period. There's no difference for me. But I realize in our world, there's often been misinformation that's created these images out there which are not truthful about, you know, certain communities in our world. And so whenever I see a character that I have the privilege to play, regardless of what it is, I want to bring the humanity to it, and I want to be mindful of the fact that at the base level, we're humans that need certain things. Villains, I don't look at a villain as like, you know, I want to do bad, or I don't look at like a black guy as like a limited. I just look at it as human, you know, and I think, what's the situation? What is trying to be achieved here? Is what I'm seeing here representative of anyone I know and love? And can I say this is an honest representation? If it's not, then I speak with people and say, hey, I noticed this. This doesn't seem to be truthful. I don't know if I think this is a proper representation. Can we talk about it? But I'm not going to let anything I do be a poor representation of any community, period. It's not going to happen. That's not how I want to represent my art. That's not how I want to represent my business, my craft. So long story short, if there's a problem with it, I'm going to say something.
And it really shows. You've created a character that those of us in the community really feel proud of watching. And there's not that many of them that we can point at and say that. And
right,
so I just want to thank
right
you.
Right on. I'm very proud to be able to, you know, thank you. That's huge for me. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And thank you, Carly.
You can, I mean, if you want to stay talking to him, you can, because by now we don't have any callers on the line. I don't know why, but...
Probably because of the time change, but all right. I actually
yeah.
have another one that's un-GH related. If you could pop up on any primetime show, what would your dream guest star be?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of shows I like. Let me just list some shows that I'm watching right now that I really dig, and if there was a possibility to hop up on them, I would be more than happy to. Game of Thrones, Orange is the New Black, Vampire Diaries, don't laugh at me, I like it, I don't care. The Originals, I love The Newsroom, let's see, True Blood,
I'd love to see you on Scandal, but that's just me.
Scandal,
yeah, me too.
Thank you. Scandal is awesome. I love Scandal, man. And that's an ABC show. I don't know. Maybe put it out there.
Some of us are online.
Yeah, anything that, you know, there's a guy named Giancarlo Esposito. He's one of my favorite actors, and he was on Breaking Bad when it was on. That's another show I would have loved to have been on. He was on another show called Revolution. He is someone I've admired for many years, and anything he's on, I would definitely love to be on. To be able to act in a scene with that man would be perfect. But there's a lot of people out there that I love. My friend Retta's on Parks and Recreation. Love to be on that show. I mean, it's like everywhere, anything. You know, I'm happy acting. So it's like, give me a situation, give me a place to do it, I'll go.
What's your biggest passion besides acting?
My biggest passion besides acting is learning more about myself, having more experiences, defeating my fears, and seeing as many different cultures and places as I can. That's it. That's those things. And trying to live in an honest and giving way, you know, just trying to get better at that, you know, be a better person, be a better human being.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but Anthony's going to be our new co-host. So, you know, I love having Anthony on with me, especially, you know, that you're on here. What if you could do a movie with anyone, if you wanted to do a movie, who would it be?
Oh, I guess an easier way to say it is, If the actor is committed and good and enjoys and is curious, I want to do a scene with that actor. You know, and there are people that I look up to, like I said, tons of people. I have movie actors that I look up to.
Yeah.
It would be amazing to have been able to work with the late Ruby Dee. She just passed away yesterday.
I know.
And it would have been amazing to be able to do any type of job with her. I look at actors like, like Sidney Poitier, he's a national and world treasure and an amazing man. To be able to work with him would be a privilege. I love Bill Cosby. He's been a huge influence on me. Harry Belafonte. Like more contemporary actors, I look at some of my like buddies that are doing really good work right now. My friend Sammy Robitaille, he's an amazing actor. He's been in that movie. He was in Django. He's been in a bunch of different movies. My friend Pooch Hall, he's an amazing actor. I can't wait to get the opportunity to work with him. You know, there's tons. There's plenty of people. I love what Zoe Saldana is doing and the risks that she's taking. She's not only doing, you know, usually commercial work, which has been very rewarding for her, but she's about to do the Nina Simone, you know, biography, and that's a huge leap for her. And there are people like Chris Pine who are, like, popular, but they're really good actors. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's fantastic. I mean, the list could go on and on and on. Basically, if you're a good actor committed to your craft and really want to take risks and do things, I'm down. I also love my comedy peeps, man. You look at the stuff that Judd Apatow is doing. His stuff is funny and entertaining, engaging, and I love it. I'm glad to be a part of this community, and I'm going to keep working as hard as possible to, you know, be able to be a part of these stories that some of these great artists are doing, and some of these, you know. And I want to make people laugh, too, along the way, if I can do that as well.
Well,
I know
you're out
in California, but is Broadway a goal of yours?
Broadway is would be an amazing thing to achieve. I started out on stage, and to be able to, like, be, even if it was off-Broadway, believe me, my brother would be very happy. right now I'm focusing on my stuff here. But I'm definitely down for, I mean, wherever I can act, it's always good, period.
Okay, we have another caller, but Anthony, I will let you stay because, you know. 207?
Yes.
Yeah, we are here. Welcome. You almost asked.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
You're on the air
with
us.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
I would like
What's
to
up?
Know who you are the closest with on the set.
Who am I the closest with on the set? That's a good question. Let's see. I'm pretty tight with Teresa Castillo. I hang with her the most, talk with her the most, but I'm also tight with Perry Shen and Ryan Carnes as we do a lot of scene work together. Zach, who just came in from Australia, the Australian actor, he and Ryan and I, PV, hang out, and they're good guys. We're going to go do some Renaissance Fair stuff pretty soon. They like that. But the person I was pretty much in touch with the most consistently, that would have to be Teresa Castillo.
Cool.
Can I ask another one? When the vets come on, you know, the really the superstar name, and they're going to be there, does the mood of the set change? Do you guys, you know, suddenly fan out a little bit, or is it, you know, work and then fan out later?
No, don't worry, man. Everybody, I mean, the veterans, you know, while it does raise it makes the day that much more fun, but no, if anything, it gets more fun. It becomes better. Those guys are veterans because not only are they skilled, you know, professionals, but they're also really decent people, and it's a pleasure to work with them. It makes everything easier. Nobody gets weirded out or you know, fan struck. Not on our set. It's really, we're just a bunch of people that really like each other a lot. Oh, I'm also close with Ian too. He plays Duke Lavery. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's one of my friends as well. And Tony. Tony's also a good dude, man.
But the first time you met Tony, were you thinking in the back of your head, man, this is royalty here to get to act with this?
Absolutely. Well, the very first time I met him, he was cool, man. He was like, hey, man, I'm Tony. I'm like, oh, man, you're Luke. it was nuts. But he fixed it really quickly. He just squashed all that fan energy. It was just like, hey, man, let's work. I mean, he's a cool cat. I mean, a lot of the guys on the set are cool. There's nobody I can think that isn't, you know? I just shout out, I just have to say that Jane is one of the funniest. I mean, she's like one of the biggest vets on the show, and she's like a very, she's a seriously skilled actress, but she also makes me laugh. She is a funny lady.
What
I want to shout her out real quick, but yeah.
What
so
is booking like booking with Kathleen Gotti? She's been on the show and I met her at the fan club again, and she's coming back on the show. But I love her and she's so sweet in real life.
She really is.
Kathleen Gotti,
really
you
is.
Know, Doctor. Oh, how, you know, how is it, you know, booking with her? Because I think she's hilarious. Evil, hilarious, I always tell.
Yeah, Kathleen, I've seen her work in other things, too, besides General Hospital.
Yeah.
She's like a chameleon. She really is.
Yeah, she really is.
I love doing scenes with her, too. I mean, it's funny to watch her just go. I mean, when I first met her, I didn't know that she didn't speak like their character. She doesn't sound like that at all, and she's just such a giving person. She's such a sweet lady. She works hard. She's entertaining to watch. I've enjoyed so many of her scenes, and is as evil as she's supposed to be on the show. She also has some of the most hilarious scenes on the show as well. You know, there's always a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. Like, I don't remember if you guys remember this scene, but there was a... I believe a baby shower, and we kind of had it at the floating rib, and there was a karaoke machine.
Yep.
And the lady came in with the blonde wig, and she started singing, "Is That All There Is?" I was in between takes. I had to, like, really get myself settled because it was just funny. It was genius writing by Ron, paired with a fantastic performance by Kathleen. It was really entertaining. I mean, that's the kind of energy we have on the show. It's basically... When there's serious scenes to be done, we're very supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm.
When the scenes aren't as heavy and, you know, have a lot of when they're less, you know, less heavy, we really have a good time with each other, and it really fuels the work on the show.
Well, it kind of shows, too, off screen. Like, I mean, you and Sabrina's friendship look like, yes, it's carried over. And, I mean, I like it that, dude, you and Patrick have been, like, in some really, really good scenes lately.
Yeah,
and
Jason, when Jason and I get together to work and stuff, all I want to do is make sure that we're properly serving the work. He's just really focused and such a strong actor, and it's always, always fun to be in scenes with him. I love it. And I'm also really excited for all our guys that got Emmy nods and stuff. They truly deserve it. And as well as our, you know, wardrobe and all the different departments that have gotten Emmy nods. It's just really cool. It's nice that they're getting that recognition for the hard work that they bring to the table, because they really do. They work hard. And there are some days where I'll sit back, not in the scene. I'll never sit back while I'm in the scene. But, like, if I'm watching other scenes, if I pop up and I just watch what's going on, there's just some days where I'm just like, they really put in the work. They're doing a lot of stuff right now. And it's nice to see that they get their recognition for it.
Well,
what do you
yeah.
think about the...
Go.
Sorry. I was
no,
going to say,
go.
What do you think about the Daytime Emmys this year? And they're going to be streaming live online. Are you guys, as a group and a unit, concerned that it may not get the attention that it deserves, or...?
No, you know, end of day, it's not as important that... You know, the attention is necessarily seen by the masses as a television, you know, show. I think it's more important that, you know, the people that got nominated, they do get celebrated, and I think that's great. I think that's wonderful, you know. While there can only be one Emmy winner, you hear this in speeches. It is an honor to get nominated. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that doesn't have to happen. You can put in work and put in hard work and be doing fantastic work, and nobody ever says anything, you know? Not that that's why we do it, but when someone takes the time out of their day, a group, you know, in this case, the people who nominate, it's really just a privilege. It's nice to have someone say, hey, man, you really did a good job, and we just want to let you know we thought you stood out this year. And, you know, for the people that I've seen up there getting nominated, it's nice to know they're getting their recognition, you know? And I just, so what, in whatever format it's going to be broadcast, let it be broadcast. It's fine. It's just, I think more of the recognition is a better thing.
Well said. Very well,
well
said.
Well, yeah.
Are you
going to
go this year?
What? I'm sorry. Say that again. I heard two questions.
I asked if you were going this year.
I'm going to be going to some of the activities. I don't know that I'll actually be at the ceremony. Last year I was presenting, so I did go. But we'll see. As things get closer, usually I find out more along the way.
Cool.
I love you with Emma. You and Emma are so cute. I love it when you had, you know, you are her number one baby too, and I just love it. You are so good with the kids on there. You know, you
are so good. The kids are amazing. Brooklyn is like a robot. I tell you, she knows not only her lines, she knows everyone's lines, and she knows them well. She's on time, she's polite, she's sweet. Her mom, her parents are just a dream. You know, she's really, really something else. And so whenever you get to work with her, it's so easy. She kind of reminds me of where I'm supposed to be.
Aww.
She's that good. She's really that good.
Oh,
and
we have
school
an,
and...
Well, yeah. Oh, we have another call. Yay.
Okay.
813, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
I love you on Denver Radio.
Oh, thank you.
And who direct mode? Who direct mode work with?
Oh, can you say that again? I couldn't quite hear you.
Who direct work with the mode?
Who do I like to work with the most?
Yeah.
Oh, I like working with all of them equally. Every time I get to work with someone new, it's a lot of fun for me. So it really doesn't matter who I work with. It's more about getting to work. And so I'm glad I get to work with all of the actors on the show. So anytime you see me in a scene, you know I'm having fun.
Yeah, by the way, you're so cute.
I'll second that one.
Me too.
Thank you very much. You guys are very nice.
It's kind of fun. It's fun.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question either. I'm kind of cutting in and out.
It's fun to work on Denver Airport. It's fun.
Yes, it is. It's really fun. It's really fun to be able to do what you love and work with people who also love what they do. So when you have that, I mean, you can't have anything but fun.
Yeah.
Who haven't you played with yet that you want to work with?
Was that for
me?
Yeah.
Who would I like to work with on the show that I've yet to work with? I'd love to be in a scene with Tony. I'd love to be in a scene with Mo, who plays Sonny.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in a scene, like more scenes with Sean Blakemore. But you know who I absolutely love doing scenes with? I guess I should tell you. I love doing scenes with Sonia Eddy, who plays Epiphany.
Yes, she's been on here too. Yeah, she's great.
I really like doing scenes with her. It's so fun. She's such a skilled actor. She's so good. She's really good. And I think the fans really like seeing it, too.
Yeah, the message boards are always screaming, more Epiphany, more Epiphany, more Epiphany, and Felix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see more scenes with her and be in more scenes with her. But who else would I like? I mean, honestly, just whoever they want to pair me with, because I know everybody, but I don't get the opportunity to work with everybody all the time. It's just wherever the story's going at the time. But they've been really great with trying to put me in with as many people as possible. So if I haven't worked with somebody yet, I bet you they're already cooking something up on how to make it work well and get to live with somebody.
Well, I know this is a non-ZH question in a way, but people in this album asked if you've seen Teresa's baby yet.
I haven't seen her yet. Not yet. Not yet. I think they're having like some family time with the baby and stuff. But I know I'll get to see her soon.
Oh, she's probably so cute.
Yeah.
What? I know this is another crazy question, but what did you have for breakfast this morning? Because everyone always wants to know, but everyone's afraid to ask. So I'm
asking. Wow. Okay. I had a breakfast croissant this morning from one of my favorite restaurants that I like to stop by before I go do my voiceover audition stuff. And it was nice. It has tomato, egg, cheese, and sliced cucumber. That's what I had.
Well, and if you could go anywhere this summer you wanted, where would it be if you wanted to travel a little on your time off? Because apparently you guys get time off during the summer.
So. I would love, well, let's see. I'd probably like to go to a bunch of places. I'd love to be in Brazil for the World Cup, but I've been there before. I'd like to go to Barcelona. I haven't visited Barcelona before. My buddy's there. Sweden. Never been to Sweden. And I'd love to go to South Africa because I've never seen it. But I don't think I'll have enough time to go there.
Well, okay. I mean, because, you know, because you do get time off during the summer. So I just thought maybe you just wanted to get out of L.A. and just go somewhere really fun. Oh, you could go to Oregon, and Oregon is supposed to be hot this summer. So if
I'll
you don't like
there. I'll be up there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, come in New York. Come hang out with Anthony. Anthony would love... Anthony, do you have any more questions for him, little co-host?
Just the non-GH, what was the first big thing that you did for yourself and for your family after, you were there for a while and you knew this is a steady gig?
The first thing I did for myself, I basically just kind of doing what I've always been doing, go see my family more when I can and take a couple trips here and there, but nothing crazy. I haven't done anything massive yet.
Crazy for the family?
Nothing crazy for them, just like being there. That's all they want from me is for me to be around, you know what I mean? So visiting is kind of enough.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you guys, this has been really great. I mean, I've had a lot of fun talking to you.
Yeah, and we hope you come back, right, Anthony?
Absolutely. You're a very grounded guy. Thank you so much for training Felix the way you do. You give a lot of us a lot to look at that's positive.
All right. I love it. That's what it's about, man, keeping it positive and keeping it going.
Okay.
Well,
you're
on the rest of the day.
All right. You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey.
People, that was Felix from Zeno Hospital. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it later. So before we go, we have a show tonight. Hopefully Rebecca Stabs will be on, but I haven't heard back from her. And we will be talking about, Anthony, have you heard about the whole Billy Miller thing?
I have. It's been running around online for months. I knew a couple of weeks ago that it was most likely happening, and today they officially announced it.
They did. I've been looking everywhere for
It was officially announced a couple of hours ago.
Okay.
And, now the big question is he going to be Dylan or is he going to be Jason? And I think we all pretty much know it's going to be Jason. unless they have some really big surprise under their hat as far as that's concerned. But, you know, we know Jason is going to be a key storyline for September, so if it's not Billy Miller, I'll be shocked.
Well, yeah, me too. I mean, you know, I mean, I just, you know, the next thing is, are they going to bring on Elizabeth, Hickson?
You know, I saw a teaser from someone, and I can't really say who it is, but Billy Miller had screen tested with Kimberly McCullough. And it was from a very credible person. So I'm guessing that, you know, it's going to be a pop-in kind of thing with her. And
interesting.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth Hendrickson is sort of their back, you know, their back burner plan that if, you know, if they can't get Kimberly when they need her, that they would bring her in and kind of test her and see how it goes. But I don't think they want to rock that boat right now because Robin's fan base is very vocal, very strong, and quite frankly, she grew up on the show. If they can't come to some terms between them and her, then they have to do what they have to do, but I think they're going to exhaust every possibility first because she's been on the show since she's 6 years old, and the legacy of that deserves them trying as best as they can.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people will have their opinions on that tonight because, you know, I mean, I thought it was happening, you know, when all the rumors were going at it. I thought it was happening, you know. The thing
honestly,
is,
I would be open-minded enough to give it a shot, to say, you know what, I'm not going to bash, I'm not going to even formulate an opinion before this happens.
Exactly, me either.
Yeah, with the legacy being what it is, though, an opinion is going to be formulated quickly whether I want to or not because I grew up with her on the show. I've been watching it. I remember when she ran into Anna's arms. I remember when Philomena died.
Yep.
You know, I remember Stone, and every piece of Robin's life somehow feels like a piece of my friend's life, you know. So
yeah,
I would give
exactly.
Elizabeth Hendrickson a chance, but it's got to be really, really good.
Well, and the other thing I think, too, which a lot of people are not taking into account with this Billy Miller thing, you know, Steve played Jason Wonderful for 21, 22 years. So why there, I'm not going to say, oh, he can't do it or whatever. Is this, I'm going to wait and see on this before I make any judgments, you know, because I love Steve Burton, too. I, you know, always had hit, you know, he's always been there in my mind for it, so, you know.
Honestly, you know, this is just a fan's perspective, but if they brought in Billy Miller under the storyline that when Robin woke him up, he came back as Jason Quartermain, that would be such a better transition for Jason himself, even if the Morgan memories and tendencies were still there, but to have his primary personality be Quartermain might make the transition a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, but I mean, it's too bad we are not writing this whole thing because, you know, maybe we could do it a lot better. I mean, not like they are not doing it better, but what I'm saying, they are taking a big risk doing
this. Yeah, they are.
You know, I mean, this is a very big risk. You know, they gave it a year to 2 years. It wasn't like he left and let's go find Jason. No, they gave us some time. But are the fans ready for this, you know?
Well, you know, the good thing is it's an actor like Billy Miller who, you know, no matter what you want to say about the characters he's played, he's got the chops. So now the material that they give to him is what's going to be, you know, and I honestly, I don't Ron bash because I think overall the show is so much better than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
There are definitely moments,
like
Tracy, for example, it burns me and kills me every time I see Tracy on screen the last couple of months that they've written her the way they've written her against her type. But other than a few things that could be nitpicked with, I really think they're doing an amazing job with dialogue, with pacing, and with putting these storylines out there that some of them are, quite frankly, recycled. And, you know, they have to be told certain ways because it's a soap and it's daytime. but they find little nuances. When Kathleen came out with that line, nobody puts Liesl in the corner. I think it exploded across all the message boards, Twitter, Facebook. That's one moment that soap fans made the rest of the world look at GH for a second. It was so good.
It was so amazing. And we also are having a show tonight, and we will be covering all of this in a lot more. And please, everyone, just speak your opinion on this. Don't hold back. You know, you guys are not right or wrong how you feel. You know, this is something is a game changer for the hospital. You know, I feel like, you know, why don't all people leave General Hospital? I mean, why don't all, you know, I feel like there's such a, you know, switch up with General Hospital and Young and the rest of those people right now.
But honestly, if you really look at it, it's the best thing that could possibly happen right now, because look at how much support Michelle Stafford is getting from former YNRs. A lot of people jumped over to see Burton on YNR, so we need to make sure that all four soaps stay, and that there's possibility and room for another one, another two, another three. And jumping like that, as much as the fans are against it, is a really good idea behind the scenes to keep the viewers, the loyal viewers of one show, interested in at least taking a look at another one. If you watch Twitter, you could see every day at least 10, 11, 15, 20 tweets to Michelle Stafford about how I've never watched GH a day in my life, but today was so good. I'm going to give it a try, this and that, you know, various forms of the same statement over and over again, and it's great.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I think, you know, this is a good time for, you know, non-soap people to get into these soaps because they are so good right now. I mean, I'm impressed.
That's what disappointed me about the Daytime Emmys only streaming. I'm really hoping that the actors themselves, even if they're not nominated, kind of jump on social media and just bombard us with, this is when it's on, take a look at it, you know, and let us see that they're excited about it so that we're excited about it.
Exactly, and, you know, the other thing is, you know, I think about the older generation that's always, like, watched the Daytime Emmys, like, you know, all grandmas. You know, most older people, and I'm not discriminating, but they don't know how to work a, you know, computer. They think if they work a computer, they are going to break it. That's how my grandma feels. So, come on, they never took account for the older generation that got everyone into soaps. They never took account into that, I don't think.
I don't think they did. And I also don't think that they realized, you know, the perfect example would be to say when Becky Hurst was quote-unquote fired, they really don't realize the power that we as soap fans hold when we want to get united and we want to say we're not cool with this. We're not okay with this. And I'm hoping that's what happens with the Daytime Emmys this year, that I don't wish any technical problems or anything like that, but I hope that they see that enough people want it, that next year it does find a home somewhere, anywhere. I honestly don't care if it's ESPN, you know, a network that's so far off from hosting something like
that. You know what? I agree, but I didn't get why TV Guy Network did not just pick the damn thing up. They could have. TV Guy Network could have picked it up.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, it pulled in pretty good ratings last year, so I don't understand why somebody, even OWN, you know, Oprah's network, I don't know why somebody didn't say, you know what, let's give this a shot, let's revamp it a little bit and make it a little bit more fan-friendly, but yeah.
You know, and, you know, it sucks because, you know, it's the summertime, too. And are people really going to remember to go online and stream the Emmys? No. They usually put it on their TiVo or their DVR, and then they can watch it later even.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know? I don't think that there's going to be a playback option for later on. You're just going to have to go to YouTube and pull up the clips, which kind of sucks. There's no nice way of saying it. It just kind of sucks this year all around, especially that it's been such a good year, and the ratings are up on all the shows in the demographics. It just sucks.
Yeah, exactly. You will be back tonight, right, my little co-host?
I most certainly will.
I know. We haven't really announced it, and then I'm like, oh, what the hell, Felix is on. I'm announcing this. Yeah, that's how I am. Yeah, I will talk to you later in the day. Are you working or are you going to work?
I am working. You know me, I take my time when I want to, and it's almost 2 o'clock, so if there's nothing earth-shattering going on here, I'm also watching General. And
well,
I will talk to you later on tonight, and I have
that
news for you.
Yeah, oh, cool. And I will probably get back online in a couple of hours, so I will look. So,
you got it.
Yeah,
okay, have a great couple of hours, and I'll talk to you later on.
Okay.
Bye.
We will be back on at 7 p.m. West Coast time, so please check us out. We will be talking about everything again. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.